It's the latest episode in the War on Christmas. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In Auckland, New Zealand, the St. Matthew in the City Anglican Church put up a billboard showing Mary and Joseph lying side by side on their backs in bed, Mary looking off into the distance with a dreamy yet devout expression, and Joseph looking drained and forlorn. And above them, the caption, "Poor Joseph, God was a hard act to follow." 5 hours after it went up, a man was standing on his car trying to paint over it, another had threatened to tear it down, and the Catholic Church accused the Anglicans of disrespect, prompting Anglican Archdeacon Glenn Carty to admit that, yes, he was trying to provoke a debate.
Trying to lampoon the idea of a literal male God who somehow it's assumed impregnated Mary.
But lampoon or not, I looked it up, and the book of Luke is pretty clear. The angel of the Lord tells Mary she's going to deliver a Messiah, and when she asks how, the angel says, quote, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." The so-called Bible in basic English is the most explicit. "The power of the Most High will come to rest on you," unquote. And Mary, who has the option to say no, says, yes, go ahead. Now, it's true the Bible doesn't include a picture, but if you believe that God is all-powerful, of course Joseph is going to feel inadequate. And it's also a fact that after the family trip to Jerusalem in Luke chapter 2, the Bible never mentions Joseph again. So yes, the image may make some people uncomfortable. But if you have a problem, you'll have to take it up with Luke. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.